Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
There may be clouds in the sky over friendly Fenway Park, but in Red Sox Nation, the sun is shining because you Sox have taken down the dreaded Mets 2 games in a row. And here now to talk on that and many other matters is, of course, the manager of your Boston Red Sox. Time now for WEEI Afternoons Alex Cora interview, which is, of course, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Good afternoon, Alex. How are we doing?
I'm doing good, really good.
So I got to get right to it. Are you a little concerned that the seat could be getting a little hot now that you know you got a 2-0 bench coach turned interim manager behind you? Or perhaps, what about this? Are you now going to be the opening manager for the Red Sox?
That'd be great, right? I can do that. I think me and Ramon, we've been together since 2018. I think he's the only other coach left from that team.
Yep.
I know Ramon since 1996. We started playing winter ball in
no
Puerto
way.
Rico, and he has a great mind. He understands how we do things here. To be honest with you, on Monday, I just called him to talk about something else other than baseball. Yesterday, I got thrown out. He knew what he had to do, and it was a great – I mean, we won the series, and hopefully we can sweep them tonight.
Heck yeah.
Just to give you a heads up, we have our third host who's at home, so he'll be chiming in as well, Alex. Just want to let you know. But last night was fun. You got a little dust up with the home plate umpire.
Yeah.
You know, you went in there with a finger point. I didn't know. what did
fired
you,
up.
What did you make that? I mean, the home umpire, Mike, was it Easterbrook? Did he, when once he took the mask off and he started going towards the mound, did you say, oh, all right, now I got to get up
and
get my boys back? Or how'd that play out?
So Lindor takes off. He's still second. Ramon is looking at, he calls Mike Brantley, our replay official, calls him, and I'm looking back, you know, towards Ramon to see if he gives him the go ahead and challenge or the go ahead and move on to the next play. So when I turn to move on to the next play, I see Walk arguing with him, and all of a sudden, boom, he threw him out. I'm like, no. Oh. I mean, like, he just came out of the IL. The night before, we used our bullpen. We were very short yesterday. And my point was, especially with a veteran umpire, that's a veteran group, you know, just give me a chance to go there, and you throw me out. You know, like,
right.
I'm not going to throw a pitch. I'm not going to hit a home run, you know. My only impact is managing the game, and you saw what happened the last 2 days, right? don't throw him out. And he did, and that's what my argument was. And then he threw me out, and then I let him know that, you know, he wasn't that good in the first inning anyways.
Yeah. Some words were exchanged that we can't share here, I imagine.
Yeah.
Alex, Andy? is that a fine line? Because I know Walker Buehler seemed a little, I don't know if disappointed in himself is the right word, but he realized he put his bullpen and his team in a tough spot. And you seem the same way. I heard you talking about, you know, Dave Dombrowski telling you that, you know, you only impact the game if you're sitting on the bench, so not in your office. Is that a fine line as both a player and a manager, that emotion versus the fire versus the smart head?
Yeah. And if you talk to Walk, he'll let you know that, you know, he probably crossed the line, and we need him at least for five. But it is what it is. The bullpen was amazing yesterday. They threw the ball extremely well. We got two big swings, one from Carlos, one from Rafi, and we ended up winning the game. From my end, that's something that I always think about it. And Dave was the one in 2018, game one of the ALCS. He's like, "Hey, man, I pay you to be in the dugout, not in the office." I'm like, "Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir." And we still talk about it when I talk today. So I don't like getting thrown out. I think it's 18 times. Booney gets thrown out 18 times a year.
And Savage is in the box.
Yeah, I'll give him stuff about it, you know. But we have different personalities. You saw me punching the bullpen phone, whatever. There's a lot.
And somewhere David Ortiz was like, "Yes."
Yeah. There's a lot of pictures of that. But at the end of the day, we won the game. That's the most important thing.
So this must have been kind of like a bit of an emotional moment for you as well, because Walker, you miss, you're not there on Monday. Now you come back. It's Mets Red Sox, which has some juice to it. Big win on Monday. Walker Buehler makes his return. He's a feisty guy in the first place. He and Lindor have beef from last postseason when he walks off the mound very demonstratively after striking him out. Big strikeout, although I like the Verdugo one better. And then now he gets rung up, and the Lindor, like that kind of a thing. And I know you and Lindor are friends, so that
we have breakfast. We have breakfast this morning. And I saw the clip of he's like, throw him out. And then they threw him out.
Yeah.
But then Trevor told me that after Walker got thrown out, Lindor was doing the same thing with me.
Yeah.
Like, throw Alex out. They threw him out. So Francisco didn't tell me that this morning. But it's all fun and games, man. It's a game that, you know, you're allowed to show emotions. And I have to protect my players, you know. And in that instant, it was hard to swallow because I knew where we were. But Bernie came in, did the job. Whitlock did the job. Wise, Slayton, Chappie. And the cool thing is we won the game. But we'll see how we figure out today. Well, we got the big boy pitching, right? We got Garrett on the mound, so hopefully he can go deep into the game. And we don't have to use as many relievers as the last 2 days.
You talk about the last 2 days. I mean, two starters and then 10 relievers in the last two games. The bullpen, you know, recent.
And Sunday, too.
And Sunday, too. But they really showed out the last couple games. Do you see maybe turning the corner for the bullpen? What do you see now these guys last
week? Yeah, I think it's the season. This is how it works, right? It just happened that we went to Toronto, we blew two saves, and then we played Minnesota, we blew two saves. So it was four out of five games, you know. If you split them up, it doesn't look horrible, right? One this week, one next week, one 3 weeks from now, and then a month from now. But everything happened so fast. It was Whitlock, it was Slayton, big boys in the bullpen, and we were kind of like trying to find solutions, right? But if you look the last few weeks, Slayton has been amazing. Amazing. Chapman has been solid. Weiser has come up huge for us. Whitlock still a work in progress. Like I said, coming out of surgery, we have to be smart with him. Justin Wilson, key for us. That lefty, getting lefties and righties out. He's a veteran guy that we have to take care of, but he's been solid. Bernie had that bad one against Atlanta. He came in, he walked the world. That never happens, and he's been solid. So we have a good group. The most important thing here, and as you guys know, for the bullpen to be good, solid, and fresh over an extended period of time, we need the starters to go deeper into the game. I think that's the next step. We cannot live with 4 2/3 every night. It's not October. In October, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, you do your thing, and you use everybody. But in the regular season, especially in stretches like this that we play 13 games in a row, it's not sustainable. It's very hard. So hopefully today the big boy goes 6-7 and we can reset the bullpen.
Alex, as a guy who's broadcasting from the home studio today to attend a senior award night for his son, I get the family pull sometimes for these jobs that are commitments to us. Just wanted to ask you, the decision Monday to go to your daughter's graduation, was that an easy one? And what was your response to some of the backlash, I guess, you got from it?
It was very easy. People talk about my sacrifices as a manager, yeah, missing a soccer game, missing whatever, you know, whatever she had going back home in Puerto Rico. How about the sacrifices she has made over 22 years because your dad is a public figure and he's a baseball player and he's a baseball coach, right? There's a lot of sacrifices, you know, and for me it was kind of like pay it forward, you know, and, you know, hopefully we have to do it again for grad school. And then, I don't know, the twins are 7, so whenever they graduate from high school, I will go to that one. I don't know if I'm going to be managing. If I'm managing, I'm going to that one, and then I'll do the same thing. We all have families. We all have principles. This is my job. This is not my life. My life is my family, and she wanted us to be together, so we did that, and we had a blast, you know. I cannot change the mindset of people, you know. I'm just me, you know, and, you know, for those who didn't like it, well, you know, I'm not going to try to change their mind. I'm just going to keep living my life.
You know, we're big family guys here on this show as well. We're talking to Alex Cora, Red Sox manager here on WEEI Afternoons from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. We're big family guys. We try to make it to every game. We coach football. We coach baseball. Some of us won 3 Super Bowls, et cetera. But if you didn't notice the Ted in the room. But, you know, like to me as well, you're not defined by your job or your work. That's part of your legacy, but you're defined by your actions and, of course, how you treat others. And that shows us that you're a big family man as well. And we love that, and I think that resonated in Red Sox Nation. But just for fun, hypothetically speaking, if, I don't know, some person who made a bigger deal about it, you know, in town were here, what would you like to say to him?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. But now, okay, good. I just wanted to put that out. But Now back to the game. Last night, to me, I think the Walker Buehler incident last night, Alex, could be a bit of a touchstone moment. I think in a lot of ways the fact that your team was emotionally rallied and came around you and came around Walker Buehler and held that lead last night, I got Joe Kelly Fight Club vibes off of that. And that was a big moment back in 2018 for you guys.
That was the moment. I mean, I know we got the brand somewhere here.
Oh, yeah, there he is. He's there. He's hanging
and,
low
in the that weeds. That was a big moment because it was my first Yankee-Red Sox game as a manager.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was electric over the weekend, and we did that. You know, Joe, I think they slid hard into Brock Holt at second. There was a lefty that now he's pitching for the Braves that grabbed the bullpen phone and called to the bullpen and gave some instructions, and they executed, and that was fun in a sense, right? Because I felt like after that we kind of like took off, you know. It was our first big moment as a group. I know Joe had a blast that whole week when he got suspended doing a lot of things, but as a team, I'm not saying we have to go out there and fight. Whatever. We can go back to 08. Remember, yep. Tampa Bay. Yep. We got into it, and we took off from that moment on. Mm-hmm. I think we took off in that series. And hopefully, you know, with Walker yesterday and the whole phone, the bullpen phone and all that stuff, we can take off. It'll be fun to do that.
04 and Tech with Tech and A-Rod.
Yeah, that one.
There were those little moments.
There's always moments like that.
Sparks 2001. We always go back to the Jerome Pathan hit with Brian Cox as well. Yep. Like, boom, that's when it happened.
30 points. Just to take a little bit of a right turn here, Alex, I have an obsession with first base. And it's obviously that position hasn't been quite settled yet. But there's a thinking out there that the way Rafi's hitting maybe precludes him from playing first base, that you don't want to mess with him and his hitting. Is there something to that? And just your thoughts so far on where the first base situation is?
Yeah, I think right now, like I always said, I think I've been saying this every Wednesday. Today is Sogard playing first base. We got Toro. That's the duo that is taking over the first. And we're going to give him every chance to keep playing and doing their job. Christian Campbell is taking ground balls. You know, he looks okay, but it's only 4 days, you know. And the thing about all this is, like, we will never know until they step onto the field. And as you know, there's going to be situations that will come up in the game that you can never practice, right? And we're going to make mistakes. And we got to be smart about it. The health part of it, too, is something important. With Rafi, he's doing an outstanding job. Right now, he's the best hitting DH, the best DH, of course, in the American League. Your OPS, on-base percentage, RBIs, homers. I mean, he's having a great season. And we'll keep talking.
So as Christian Campbell takes some drills and ground balls before he gets into game action, we look down in Worcester and Marcelo Meyer is playing some second base down there. Can we tie those two things together and say if Christian Campbell goes to first base, there's a good chance Marcelo Meyer could come up and play second?
I think as an organization, we're preparing for everything, right? Like I said a few days ago, the whole KC at first base is just to introduce him to the position, see how it looks, see how he moves, and if he's comfortable, maybe in time, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever, we can play him there. Versatility helps, right? And it's the same thing with Marcelo in the minor leagues. He can play second, he can play short, he can play third. He wants to get to the big leagues, you know. If you tell Marcelo, hey, if you catch for a week, and you know, if you catch for a week and then we call you to the big leagues to do that, will you do it? Of course. He'll say, yeah, I'll do that and more. So we're trying to be as flexible as possible, versatile as possible, and I think in the long run it's going to help us.
I know you got to go. You got a big game that's starting in just over 4 hours, but in regards to tonight's, obviously looking for a big one from Crochet. Anyone coming up or coming down to help out the pen?
No. We're staying put. A little short, but there's guys that are available. You know, Liam hasn't pitched. Witt can give us an inning. Bernie can go out there and give us an inning. So, you know, hopefully the big boy goes 6 or 7, and then after that we can cover 3 and win the game.
Or maybe gets his first complete game in the majors in a Sox uniform. Wouldn't that be nice? We always appreciate the candor, the humor, and the insight very much, Alex. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you, guys.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora joining Ted Johnson, Andy Harder, Nick Fitzy-Stevens here on WEEI Afternoons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Brought to you, of course, by Shaw's and Star Market, Arbella, and John Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We'll react to some of Alex's comments, as well as last night's game. And then, of course, we're just moments away from the three-point stance in the 3 o'clock hour. Big Ted, Andy, and Fitzy here on WEI Afternoons from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.